Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome back. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Margaret, your host. And tonight I am going to introduce a co-host that is helping me out this evening because I'm a little challenged. So I would like to welcome my good friend and friend of the backyard, Beth Powell Jackson, and I'm going to open up the mic now, and Beth is going to take over for me. Beth,
thank
you're
you,
on.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. I was going to start off by telling you that you would not be hearing the dulcet tones of your original hostess, but we were challenged, and she had to pitch in despite her challenges. It's a pleasure to be here this evening. For those of you who may already have seen the promotion, we are going to be speaking with the president, the new or the incoming president of the Atlanta Jamaican Association here in Atlanta. But before we do that, I want to remind you that you are listening to or tuned into Backyard Labrish, where we have fun, we share tidbits, we share pearls of wisdom, and we certainly have a good time. We're going to listen to Mr. Ritchie initially. However, I'm sure he'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or suggestions about how he and his new administration can improve the Atlanta Jamaican Association here in Atlanta. I'm sure he'd be happy to hear from you. So do stay tuned. I will remind you that the number you may call in on is 718-766-4558. And I see there are a number of you already online. I do not yet see my guest. So before I tell you anything about him, I will just say in the interest of disclosure that I have served the Atlanta Jamaican Association in the position of secretary. I have had the pleasure of working with Mr. Ritchie on a committee that we can describe as an independence committee, and I remain a member of the Atlanta Jamaican Association. So that's my disclosure for the evening. However, when Erin has signed in, I will recognize him and introduce him to you and ask him to tell you a little bit about himself and certainly more specifically about his plans for the Atlanta Jamaican Association for 2010. So we welcome you, the internet listeners. We welcome you. I'm happy to see that you're on. And I know Margaret is listening, so I'm going to try not to mess her up or mess myself up, but it's a delight to be here. And I'm happy to see all of you waiting patiently to talk with us. If my guest is online, I would ask that he would hit number one just on his telephone to indicate that he has dialed in so that we may tap in and begin the discussion. Again, this is Backyard Labrish. We are talking all things Jamaican. We share our pearls of wisdom or memories, as you have with Margaret in the past month. And this evening we're going to be talking to the incoming president of the Atlanta Jamaican Association and to find out what his plans are for the 2010 year here in Atlanta.
I think he's on, Beth, and I've opened up the mic.
Errol.
Are you
Hello?
There, Mr. Ritchie? Hello? Well,
this is Janice O'Shea. I'm AJA member. I'm on hold.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
I saw
Hi, Beth. Nice to hear you.
Thank you. It's good to have you as a listener. We're waiting for your president, and as soon as he comes on, I'm sure once we get through our initial discussion, then you'll be able to chime in. Let me just remind everyone, the Laverish is certainly not a one-way soliloquy, if you will. So I'm going to count on you to engage Mr. Ritchie and to make suggestions. I'm sure he'll welcome any suggestions you may have, and I'm sure he's going to invite all of you Jamaicans or even non-Jamaicans to come out and join the organization and help to move it into the level that I'm sure he is envisioning for the organization. Mr. Ritchie, are you with us? If you are, please, if you will hit one on your phone so I can recognize you, I'd appreciate that. Margaret, have you?
No, there's a call on 631-451 that is not hitting one, so I'm assuming that's not the guess.
No,
so
I
think you just perhaps would have to interact with one of the representatives from the association and then just, excuse me, take it.
Okay, I'll be happy to in the meantime while we wait on the incoming president, Beth, if that's what you
Okay, Denise. Well, welcome. Perhaps you can identify yourself and let us know. I know you're a member of the Atlanta Jamaican Association. Just let us know if you hold a post in the incoming organization or in the outgoing administration, rather.
I am the social chairperson of the outgoing administration, and I will be up again for when Mr. Ritchie puts his administration in place. But at this point, I'm officially representing the previous administration as a social committee chairperson.
And
I'm also a member of the public relations committee.
Okay. And we know what the Public Relations Committee does, but can you tell us a little bit about your position as the social?
Oh, sure. Let me reintroduce myself for your radio listeners and internet listeners and viewers. I am Janice O'Shea, a member of the Atlanta Jamaica Association, just filling some time until our incoming president chimes in. Currently, I am the committee chairperson to plan events in general, our fundraisers, and I help all the other committees. There are about 10 committees, as you know, Beth, being a member.
Right.
So social committee members do not only work by themselves, but we are also there to support any other committee when they are arranging their fundraisers.
I see. And I know you are a member of the outgoing administration, but I think you have a responsibility, one of your last official activities coming up. Perhaps you'd like to talk about that.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'd like to invite the community, everyone, not just Caribbean, not just Jamaican, to our next annual Christmas party. And this will be on Saturday, December 19th, and it's on Main Street in Forest Park. The venue is the Royal Palm. We will be there from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., and included in your donation will be dinner. So we would like to invite everyone to come out and have a good time dancing to DJ Migraine, networking, just mingling with everyone.
Well, thank you. Now, Janice, is this a fundraiser or this is just sort of a wind-down of the year?
Oh, it is the wind-down for the year, but we also would like to ask for a donation just to end everything and be able to help out with everything. So the donation we're asking for, I would call it a Christmas party with a request for a donation. It is the last event for the year, and the new administration goes into office in January.
Okay.
So
all right.
Christmas
well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for
and I'll stay in line, of course, for your show.
Absolutely. And I, as I say, I'm happy to have you here. I see there are other people listening. Again, let me remind you, this is Backyard Labrish. I'm Beth Powell-Jackson. I'm sitting in for your regular host, Margaret, the passionate senior. And while I may not be as passionate as she is, I'm certainly going to try. We are awaiting our guest, who is the incoming president. He's actually the outgoing vice president of the Atlanta Jamaican Association, and he is coming in as the new president of the association for 2010, and he is supposed to join us just to talk about the organization and his plans, his new administration, things that he may want to do a little differently to help to grow the organization. So if you're out there listening and you have any suggestions or anything you'd like to say in this yard that we lavish in, remember, lavish is a two-way street, so I'd love to hear from you. So please raise your hand by hitting 1 and let me know if you have a comment or a question that you'd like to address to us while we wait for Mr. Ritchie. Okay, let's see.
I think he's here. Okay.
Margaret, did I hear you?
Yes, good evening. Is this Miss? I think I opened Mr. Ritchie's.
Yes. I think so. I see that he is here. Let me see if I can connect. Margaret, did you open up? Because
yeah, I did. I opened. Mr. Ritchie, you're on. 404-425. Your mic is now open.
Mr. Ritchie?
Good
Hello.
Evening. Good evening.
I just heard it. Good evening, Errol. Let me give you a moment. Welcome. And I'm sure the weather has challenged you. It's a pleasure to have you here. One of the members of the Atlanta Jamaican Association officers, I guess, Janice Shea, was gracious enough to kill some time. So now that you're here, I shan't delay. I know everyone has read your bio. So, ladies and gentlemen, the outgoing vice president of the Atlanta Jamaican Association and the incoming president for 2010, Mr. Errol Ritchie, who is himself a businessman here in the community. Errol, welcome, and I'd invite you just to tell us a little bit about yourself as a businessman in the community, and then we can start talking about the Atlanta Jamaican Association.
Well,
Errol?
Thank you, and it is indeed a pleasure to be here speaking with you, and a very good evening to you and your listeners. As you mentioned, I'm the incoming president of the Atlanta Jamaican Association. For your listeners who are not familiar with the Atlanta Jamaican Association, it was started in 1977 as a networking vehicle and base of support for Jamaicans in Atlanta and those moving in to assist when necessary and to help the less fortunate here and in Jamaica. It also sought to engage in civic and cultural activities to expose the Jamaican culture to the general Atlanta community. Now, in terms of what I have in mind,
right.
I'm looking at the Atlanta Jamaican Association as going through a transition mode. Actually, we have somehow not been as effective as we have been in former years. Effective in the sense that, you know, our membership has not been as vibrant as we would like them to be. And I see us having to work in 6 areas. One, as we all know, we're facing challenging economic times, so we have to somehow strengthen our financial situation, and that, of course, pardon me?
Yeah, let me just interrupt you for a second. How do you propose to do that? strengthen your financial position?
Well, we have to develop an effective fundraising strategy. We have to attract sponsorships, and in order to do that, we have to identify benefits to these potential sponsors. We have to explore funding opportunities through government agencies, charity foundations, and others. And of course, you know, we have to manage our funds prudently with transparency and accountability. We also have to work on the image of AG. A lot of us know that a number of members have passed or ex-members have been associated with the Atlanta Jamaican Association. And some are not very comfortable with the way things have progressed and what we have achieved over the years. So I think, you know, we have to reach out to the general Jamaican community and attract, you know, make AJ much more attractive and relevant.
Right.
And in order to do that, we need to identify projects that our folks can relate to. You know, we have to project ourselves as an inclusive family that caters to Jamaicans and friends of Jamaicans, regardless of educational, social, and economic status.
Excellent. Before you continue, let me just take a moment to remind everyone that we're at Backyard Lavish. We are lavishing about the Atlanta Jamaican Association with the incoming president, Mr. Errol Ritchie. Please feel free to raise your hand if you'd like to ask him a question at some point or make a comment. He'll be happy to hear from you. Okay, Errol, let me ask you as we continue, how do you see your business background? How effective is that going to make you as a president in the upcoming year? In terms of your connections and all the things that you can possibly bring to the table to help grow the organization.
Okay, some of the strengths that I bring to my organization are the ability to motivate others, a dedication to a cause. I think these strengths can be applied to the Atlanta Jamaican Association. In addition, I do have a strong working relationship with the business community in Atlanta and in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan to leverage those relationships such that AJ can benefit. I'm confident that if we unite as a people, we can make a major impact in Atlanta and Jamaica.
Now, let me ask you. There are about, I'd say, and the census, I guess, when it's held, we'll confirm this. I think there are about 30,000 West Indians. A large percentage of that is Jamaicans. Obviously, they're not all members of the Atlanta Jamaican Association. Is there anything in particular, does that concern you, number one, and is there anything that you're planning on doing to attract, in addition to some of the things that you've already said, to attract a majority of these people to the organization, to make them want to join?
As I mentioned earlier, we have to be relevant to the, not just the times, but to the mix of people that we have in our community. So, you know, one, we have to be able to relate to all segments of the Jamaican community. You know, the other thing, we have to take on projects that different people can relate to.
Right.
And
do you have anything in mind, any particular project that you're deciding?
Well, we have worked with a number of institutions in Jamaica, for example, infirmaries,
mm-hmm.
prisons, basic schools. They're, you know, Jamaica is going through challenging times.
Right.
And in addition to our remittance dollars, you know, we can assist in a number of areas. And I think through our Family Relations Committee, which has been very active in Jamaica mm-hmm. over the years, we can really make an impact. One of the things I will be trying to do is to get input from our membership as to causes that they think are important.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to bring those to the fore and seek some way of, or develop some way of supporting those causes, both, you know, financially and in whatever other way we can.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Before, I'm sure there are callers who'd love to engage you, so if you wouldn't mind holding on, can you stay with us for a bit longer, perhaps to see if you
sure.
can take some questions or comments? Ladies
sure.
and gentlemen, this is the Backyard Labrish, and of course, Labrish is a two-way street. Now, Mr. Ritchie has been talking to us. He'd love to hear from you. So if you have a question, please raise your hand. I'd be happy to open the mic and have you speak with Mr. Errol Ritchie of the Atlanta Jamaican Association. He will take his office in January, and he would love your support, and he'd love to hear from you this evening. I am Beth Powell Jackson. I'm sitting in for Margaret, and please let me hear from you. Let's see. Caller? A bit more, but then I seem to be having trouble connecting. I certainly see my listeners here. Those of you on the internet, let me remind you the number you can reach us on. It's 718-766-4558, and we'd love to hear from you. I seem to be having some technical problems. Margaret?
718-379, your mic is open. Caller from 718-379. You're open.
Yeah, this is Lay in the Bronx.
Hello, Lay.
Hi, Beth.
I
unfortunately came to the show a little late, and I may have missed it. I am not sure, but I just have a question. How long has Harold been... his organization been in existence? That's my question.
The question is to Mr. Ritchie. Now, which organization, his business or the Atlanta Jamaican Association?
The Atlanta Jamaican Association.
Mr. Ritchie?
Well, the Atlanta Jamaican Association was started in 1977, so we are just over 30 years old.
Oh, that's quite an old organization.
It is.
And what's their major impetus? I know there are several organizations in New York. I'm, of course, in the Bronx in New York. And some of them have cricket leagues. Some of them, you know, the emphasis usually is on sports. And that is something that keeps the Jamaican interested and available, you know.
Well, we are, as I indicated earlier, a networking vehicle
mm-hmm.
and a support base for Jamaicans here in Atlanta. And we also participate in activities geared towards spreading Jamaican culture. A major part of our effort is helping the less fortunate, both here in Atlanta and in Jamaica. And we assist folks in, you know, who are going through financial hardships. For whatever reason, we also assist the country in times of needs, such as, you know, when there's a major disaster such as a hurricane.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. So our focus is somewhat different from the sports-oriented organizations.
Gotcha.
We do partner with some of these other organizations to put on events. One of the things we are involved with is the week of the Independence. We join forces with the Office of the Honorary Consul here in Atlanta to put on a week of independent events. And our annual ball normally is the climax for that week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
so, Lee, if you'd like to move from New York and join us, we'd love to have you, I'm sure, with Piero.
The relocation is not a bad thing. This organization seems to be well-focused, and I like the idea of helping the less fortunate. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, so it's not far-fetched, but...
I should mention that we have a website that you can go to, you know, get a more in-depth look at us. That is www.ajaatlanta.org.
Okay.
So please feel free to take a look, and you can communicate with us if you so choose.
Yeah.
All right. And they, Mr. Ritchie is being modest. He forgot to mention that the Atlanta Jamaican Association also provides scholarships to deserving college-bound students.
Yes.
Student.
That is something I did not mention.
And is that across the board? Like, you know, in no particular school, it's just the deserving candidate.
College bound.
Hmm.
At the college level.
Right.
And it's students of Jamaican parentage. They may, you know, they don't have to be born in Jamaica. They can be born here, but of Jamaican parentage.
Wonderful. Hmm.
And over the years, you know, we have done quite a few. And one of the things I'll be doing best is encouraging recipients to give back to AJA as well as the Jamaican community. So we will not only give them scholarships, but hear back from them and, you know, track their progress as they go through the you know, the life, their life
their
in
school.
College.
Yeah.
Right, and integrate them back into the organization. That's a great idea. Well, let me take a moment to remind everyone that we are listening. You are logged into Backyard Labyrinth. I am sitting in for your regular hostess, Margaret Marshall, who is listening in. She's monitoring me this evening, but is a bit under the weather. And I'm happy to be here. We are speaking with Mr. Errol Ritchie of the Atlanta Jamaican Association, and he has served, of course, the organization as the vice president. He's outgoing vice president, but he has stepped up to the mantle and has taken on the, he ran for office and was elected president, and so he will take office in January. Mr. Ritchie is also a businessman here in the community, and we are glad to have him. If you have a question or a comment, the labyrinth, as we say, goes both ways, and we'd love to hear from you. So please, raise your hand, Margaret, if you will open the mic, please, and see if there are any other questions or comments for Mr. Ritchie before we let him go. Margaret?
Yes, no raised hands yet.
Well, Margaret, you're sounding... loud and clear up here in New York, and we are having some bad weather. I'm hoping that you will be back on the air soon.
I will. I'm having a little
yes, I can hear you.
Challenge.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought my listeners would excuse me tonight because
I'm
a little
sorry.
Under the weather.
I'm also hearing Beth coming through very loud and clear. So
excellent.
I hope the rest of the your faithful listeners will step up and make it interesting for us.
Right.
Actually, I'm hoping that my listeners will request Beth to be my permanent helper.
Well, I didn't want to go that far.
Well, but please don't
I
go that far.
Do.
But before we continue this sidebar, Errol, you're welcome to stay with us. Otherwise, I must say to the listeners that it's been a delight. I hope they have enjoyed listening to you, and we'll come out and support you. Perhaps you'd like to tell them where you meet. And how they can find you, find the organization.
Okay, well, what I will do, I'll leave my telephone number for those who might want to contact me directly. My number is 404-425-8674. And again, our website is www.ajaatlanta.org. We would love to hear from you. Visit the site. It has a lot of information there. It has all the information regarding where we meet. It, incidentally, that is on Columbia Drive, close to the intersection of Glenwood here in Atlanta, and we do that the second Saturday of every month. I should also mention that we have our Christmas party coming up on December 19th.
I was just going to ask. I was just going to ask you if there was anything like that planned for...
Yes, Janice spoke about it a little earlier.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Errol.
Well, it's the 19th. It starts at 8 o'clock, and it's at the Royal Palm at 850 Main Street in Forest Park here in Georgia.
Is that information on the website as well, Suruchi?
No, it is not. I don't think it is.
Okay, but if they have any questions, they can reach you.
Yes, please call me at 404-425-8674.
May I make a suggestion, Mr. Ritchie? I think we can ask, the listeners that might not live here, if they have family or friends that live here, then they need to spread the word to them. You
sure.
know, there are a lot of people moving in from other states or even perhaps visiting from other states. So you might want to send an invitation out to the listeners who don't live here but they have family or friends here to tell them about your organization and perhaps invite them to the party.
That, you know, I would really appreciate if, you know, if all the listeners out there would... call up, you know, if they don't live in Atlanta, call up their friends and relatives here and, you know, get the word out for us. Feel free to share my number with your folks. And, of course, you know, Atlanta has the busiest airport. So if you want to take a trip, by all means, you know, it's a great event to come and mix and mingle. And learn a little about life in Atlanta.
Right, as celebrated by Jamaicans in the diaspora.
Sure.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it straight from the person's mouth. Each one, tell one. We'd be happy to see you at the party, and I'm sure then he won't even mind discussing business then if you want to talk about the association. Errol, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you on the 19th. And good luck. Congratulations. And good luck.
Indeed, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks
from the Bronx.
You're more
ladies
blessed.
And gentlemen, just okay. A reminder that we are at Backyard Labrish, and that means we should be talking to each other. Your regular host is in the background, but every so often she will raise her head. So if you have a comment.
I'm sitting in for her, but every so often she has to steady me, so you will hear her voice in the background, so don't hesitate. This is only temporary. She'll be back. We have been listening to Mr. Errol Ritchie of the Atlanta Jamaican Association, and he's inviting you to join the Atlanta Jamaican Association in their Christmas party this year, December 19th. And you may go to their website and get more information about the organization. Tell your family members who are here. And if you need information about the upcoming event, you may reach him at 404-425-8674. And to our listeners online, it's a delight having you. If you wish to call in, let me give you that number. It is 718-766-4558. Margaret?
Yes. sorry. I want to tell my listeners how much I appreciate them. We are here every week on a Wednesday, and as you can see, I'm so passionate that if I'm not here, I have the pleasure of having Beth sit in for me. Beth, I want to just thank you so much for me out here, because you know what my passion is. My passion is to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica. Even though I haven't lived there since 1959, but I'm still passionate about the homeland and the culture of the homeland. So we're here, and I would ask our listeners that enjoy being in the backyard, spread the word, and I call it leaving a live legacy. When anyone comes on the air with me and shares a story, whether it's about their organization or about themselves or their life that they had in Jamaica, you know, here in the backyard, we're always about positive things as it relates to ourselves as Jamaicans, or Jamaica itself. You know, we're not here to talk about what's all of the things that might not be positive that are going on right now. So help us celebrate, enlighten, and preserve. And that's all my strength will make me say tonight. I hope to be better for next week's show. And, you know, it's always going to be an exciting one. Whenever we learn something new or participate in anything that's positive, it's always inspirational to me, and I'm sure some of my listeners too. So, Beth, I want to really, really thank you for helping me out. And if our guest, Mr. Ritchie, is still on, I want to thank him for sharing with us this evening in the backyard, and hope that he will come to visit again.
Thank you, Margaret. And for those of you who tried to raise your hand, I had no control of the mic, so I'm not sure. Perhaps I'm still in need of Margaret's guidance, but do tune in again. I have enjoyed it. Not sure I thought I would, but I did, and it's been a pleasure.
Well, thank
you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Beth. And I see we have 631451 who hasn't raised a hand yet. So if that party would like to say bye or hi or something, please do now, because we're about to sign off. So I don't see a raised hand. Oh, yes, the
yes,
hand. You know, I can always get it done. Hello there, loyal listener. Would you identify yourself to Beth and me?
Yes, this is Janine from Long Island.
Hi, Janine.
Hello, Janine.
How are you?
Hi, Janine.
Fine. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi,
Beth. Oh, these are regular listeners.
Welcome to Beth.
Thank you.
And I hope, Margaret, that you will feel better soon.
Thank you.
We are here for you, so, you know.
Well, thank you so much, dear, and thanks for being one of my loyal fans.
Yes, and you sure know how to pull me out, don't you?
I do. But I want
yes,
to keep your legacy.
Margaret. Well, I see someone else, Margaret, at 404-583-5473. Ah.
Okay, well, the mic is open for that person. So go ahead, and whoever that is, can say hi. I think it's, is that your number, Beth, or is it that our guest? 583?
No, I think our guest, 583? Signed off.
Okay. All righty. Well, 404-583, your mic is open. If you want to interact with Beth and the rest of the listeners, and your hand is raised, so your mic is open at the moment. So anyway, Beth, you want to sign off now and tell the listeners we'll be here next week.
Yes. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. You have been in the backyard lavishing about all things Jamaican. This evening, it was the Atlanta Jamaican Association, Mr. Errol Ritchie. The beauty about Blog Talk Radio is that you can go back to the site later on and listen to the interview if that you may have missed or portions that you may have missed. Your regular host will be back next week, and we look forward to hearing from all of you in the yard at 8 o'clock next Wednesday. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
All right. Bye.
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 Bye, Lola. Bye. From the...
Bye.
Bye, Lola.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Margaret.
And as I always say...
Get some rest, Margaret.
Thank you. Make it a great week.
Yes.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.